Welcome to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly. Hello, everyone. Welcome to MindBody TV. I'm Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm always very excited to be here. Today, I'm going to be sharing about something really, really empowering that is just kind of the whole foundation for how we do life, how we create change, how we manifest, how we make our choices. And I've seen this to be really powerful, especially as a physician assisting people in healing chronic illnesses when they've tried everything and they're not getting any better no matter what they do, or people experiencing suffering from anxiety and depression who feel like I'm at a wall, there's nowhere else to go, that this is one of the most empowering sort of formulas to remember that this is how life works. This is how we manifest. We are creators, and we can use this as a guide, sort of like the 101 for the technology of your biosystem, how your body and your mind interact and create, how your biofield actually activates to manifest your reality. So welcome everyone here. I would love to hear where you're tuning in from. I'm here in Durango, Colorado. We're here every week live at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. For those of you who don't know me, I am a physician. I was board certified in emergency medicine and worked in critical care and level one trauma center, which means like I was at the ER where everyone sent their, you know, their worst traumas. And was really in the midst of all of this great intensity where I actually think the conventional system, the conventional medical system is at its best because, you know, if you're in dire straits, we can put your body back together. We can start your heart back up. We can bring you back to life. But I did begin to see that as a physician, this was not where we were serving people well who had chronic disease, illnesses that were not getting better. You know, the body was not healing on its own. So I've actually changed my entire practice, and being a very intuitive person who's able to read the body and understand what's going on, I am now solely practicing mind-body medicine online, virtually, seeing people all over the world. And in these broadcasts, my intention is to bring you a deeper connection with yourself for the purpose of your awakening and your healing. So welcome to the broadcast. Hello, Rachel from UK. My copy of your book arrived this week. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. We just relaunched, we launched the second edition of the MindBody Toolkit. And actually the formula I'm going to share today is one of the tools that I put in the MindBody Toolkit. I wrote this book because I'd learned a lot about how the body heals itself, how the mind and body are connected. But my question was always, what do I do with that? How do I activate that? Okay, we're creators. We have power. How do we activate that? So my book is 10 tools you can use anytime, anywhere to activate self-healing in the body. And I will share the link here in the comments. It's drkimd.com/book. Hello, Kathy from Belfast, Ireland. Elizabeth from New Jersey. Mary, I've been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. How do I get out of my head and put myself in a position for healing? From Decatur, Georgia. I used to live in Decatur, Georgia when I trained at Emory and Atlanta. So I have had a lot of people with MS, multiple sclerosis, have massive healing. And the one piece, and actually I interviewed Anita Griffith a few months ago. It's in my YouTube channel specifically on this, about what made the biggest difference. She did my Alive Woman program. She was in my Embracing Health program. What actually made the biggest difference, because she had a massive breakthrough where doctors told her, you're going to die in a few months. The day is done. And now she's walking, you know, with a walker, and she's up and at him and posting in the MindBody community and Facebook all the time. So she, and this is the whole thing that I teach, is to allow, surrender and allow. We're either acting from fear or we're acting from love. And if I'm choosing medicines, supplements, practices, treatments
from love. There's clarity, there's guidance, there's I assist my wholeness. But if I'm in fear, I'm not in my wholeness. I gotta find my wholeness. I gotta fix my wholeness. I gotta scramble because it's not okay. And all the choices that I make in the fear thread are not gonna actually do anything to support healing. This is the biggest pinnacle difference I've seen for why some people heal and some people don't. So stay tuned for more, because that's really what I share in my work. Oh, Roxy from Canada. I know it takes a bit for the book to get there. California, hello, Jimbo. Hello, Nika. All right, we got lots of people that are tuning in, so I'm just gonna jump to it. Annika from Sweden. Thank you guys for all being here. I love, love, love having our global meetings every week. Liam, all right, so this is basically, you know, what most people do to sort of, when I want things to happen, when I want things to change, when I wanna make a difference in my body, my health, my life, my world, my relationships, what people tend to do is we put it outside ourselves. So it's like, when I get that thing, when I have my health back, when I have the right relationship, when I have enough money, anytime you're doing this, like putting it outside you or in the future, you're externalizing the solution. You always lose your power. You have no power when you externalize the solution either to the future or to someone or something outside you or to a different situation than where you are now. So if you think, when I have this enough money or when I do this right or when I learn blah, 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 then I'll get to do X, Y, and Z and I'll be happy, right? Have, do, be. If I have this thing, then I'll do a specific kind of thing right, and I'll be in that result. And that is the exact thing that really takes away all of our power. We have no power when we externalize the solution, when we go to the have first, right? Because then I'm not where I am now. So if I feel sick, if I feel tired, if I have disease, if my lab results are abnormal, if I don't have enough money and I'm in this situation, that's what is. And every time I think that the solution lies in a different place and circumstance, I lose all my power. Why? Because I'm here and I can only be here and now. So when you get here and now, right, your physical body only lives in the here and now. You got to enter the physical body and make the change there. Because the formula for success is actually, instead of have, do, be, is be, do, have. And this is one of the chapters in the Mind Body Toolkit book, Be, Do, Have. Why is this so powerful? First of all, the only access point you have to your power, infinite power, is here and now. So if all you did was just feel what you feel right now and breathe a little more fully, feel what you feel right now and soften 2% more, you access more power. Now, when you soften 2% more, you're gonna feel more of your fear, more of your pain, more of your shame, more of your the worry that you're powerless. Oh, it'll get worse, which is all the reasons why we tense up and don't do this. But if you soften, you're gonna feel it more. Don't make that wrong. Because what you did in that moment of softening to, I'm willing to feel what's here, you just created greater ease in your now moment, in your here physical body. You just created a change. Now, I know it doesn't seem like a lot, and I know you might not even feel lighter. You might actually feel more pain, but you just created surrender, willingness, and openness. This, in fact, was exactly what Anita Griffith said was what created the biggest change for her. She'd been following this work for a while, but she was using it to have the thing, get to the end, make the change, and it was all this externalizing the solution. And she said when she finally did, it was the Alive Woman program, which we're actually going to run again in April. And having done the work to finally actually embody her body, to physically welcome what's here instead of resisting it, trying to fix it, trying to change it, this is what created the massive change. And she healed severe MS and started, now she's walking. So be, do, have. Now, we don't want to be in the here now when it's painful, when it's not what we want, especially when it's so scary. We're like, no, this can't be right. We got to contract. We got to run and try to make it different. But if all you do is 2% welcome what's here now, I'm willing to be where I am with greater willingness, softness, and ease. You just change your point of being. So instead of being in fear, being in tension, I'm going to run, I got to work harder, you're being in the now willingly. You're being ease. You're being the thing that you're trying to get, because it's actually that ease and harmony that you just created that lets the body heal so you have the result. All right, let's tune into questions. Hello, Lillian from Toronto and from North Carolina. Liam, someone in Shrewsbury, New Jersey, British Columbia. Rita, hello, Rita. Oana from Romania. All right, Phyllis, New Jersey, how do I get out of fight or flight when I have to drive? I can't go anywhere anymore. Dealing with Lyme and Hashimoto's. So how do I get out of fight or flight when I have to drive? Let's just look at how do we get out of fight or flight in any moment, because this is exactly the point of, will I choose love or will I choose fear? So I want everyone to think of, what do you want to create? What's one thing that you'd like to manifest, to have manifest in your life? Is it greater wealth, freedom, flow with money? Is it greater ease in your work, purpose, meaning, passion? Is it physical health, energy, vitality? Is it in relationship with others, love and acceptance, connection? And then I'd like to hear, thanks, Rachel. Thank you. I'd like to hear what that is for you. Nika from Serbia. Nikika. What are you noticing? And what is it you'd like to manifest? And what area, even if it's just like, oh, I don't know it specifically, but it's in a certain area of your life, or is it, oh, I just don't want to be in this heaviness and depression anymore. I don't want to be in this fear. I want to talk a little bit about how be, do, have applies to what's going on right now with this global pandemic, where we're dealing with a lot of shutdown, a lot of restriction, a lot of fear around, will I get sick, and a lot of lack of clarity. So someone in Facebook said, greater health and vitality and ease. JP said, all of it. Oh, I want to give a special shout out to my gem. Here she is. Hi, Mom. She's actually logged into my account watching me, so that's funny. Hello, beautiful Gemma. I love you. Robin, I want to manifest health. Beautiful. Jennifer from Michigan, is it possible to come out of a chronic fight or flight and brain fog? Yes, 1,000%. Manifest my dream home and great health. Confidence. Awesome. All right. So write this down for you, whatever it may be. And I want you to feel into what that represents, because we think it's this thing outside of us, but it's actually an experience we're looking to have inside of us. I want to feel the wholeness and the ease of having plenty of money and never having to worry about money again. I want to feel the vitality and the engagement of true health and vibrance, or doing the things I enjoy, the freedom to do the things I enjoy that health brings. So I want you to feel whatever it is that you wrote down. What is it that actually represents in your embodiment? What do I get to be when I have this thing in place? So if it's a home, feel the home, see the home, actually let yourself have a physical cellular experience of what this thing represents to you. And I wanna feel like, what do you feel in your body when you do this? So for me, my big thing, and I've started at the end of this summer realizing with great clarity, is to feel a deep connection in love with all beings everywhere. Somehow along the way, I don't know if it was about significance, power, impact, but I've tried all these ways of like, I want to have a meaningful connection with the world. I want to contribute to the world. I want to be big in the world. But it was like, Kim, what is that actually about? What are you actually looking for? And I realized it was this inner connection that I'm in unity. I know I'm connected with all beings everywhere in love. And I started practicing that. And that was part of the big reason why I did that 100 days of an hour a day meditation, just sitting in stillness to cultivate that sense of love and connection. That it's not outside me. I don't have to be anxious for anything. I can be here now and feel that sense of wholeness. So someone said peace, never having to worry about money again. Hello, Katarina. Wealth, health, wealth, energy, good. Health and energy, peace and joy. Yeah, it's a lot of the things are the same for all of us because these are the essence of what we actually are, what we already are. And the only reason we want these things outside of us are because we think they're going to help us connect more with this essence of who we are inside of us. But the fact of the matter is when we do have, do be, we're so disconnected, it doesn't matter what we have. We'll never be in that joy. If we reverse engineer it, we can be that now. And guess what? The only time we can be that is now. So if you have all the houses in the world, all the lovers in the world, all the health in the world, but you haven't actually learned to embody your wholeness, it won't matter. Because there's nothing out there that can bring you into that wholeness. The only thing that can bring you into that wholeness is you choosing to be in that wholeness. And here's the trick is we don't want to be in the wholeness when we feel bad. We don't want to be in the wholeness when we're lamenting our lover left us. We don't want to be in the wholeness when we're afraid we won't have a place to live. So someone asks, how do I get out of fight or flight? You've got to let yourselves know. Take a deep breath and feel your heart and say, body, I'm here with you right now. Because what happens in fight or flight? We leave our body. We literally abandon our body. We're not in the here now, settling in and sensing, being sensual and connected, connecting with our wisdom, being present. No, we're like, hey, I'm over there running from the tiger. I got to do this. I got to do that. I'm running on the treadmill. I literally abandon my body. I lose access to all my power. So if you instead come back, Nino says, yes, we can be that now. So whatever it is you wrote down, how can you let that in right now? What would it be like to be in that? What would it feel like physically? What would the emotion and energy of it be like? It's easeful. It's abundant. It's free. You're worthy. I'm worthy of this. It's okay for me to let it in. And just take 1 minute a day. We're in the front end of December 2020. What if you practice this for the whole month of December before we come into this powerful new year? We are in a very potent moment. And you can allow massive manifestation in your life and in your world. But this is where you need to start. Here and now. It's the only access point you ever will have to your power. So what does it feel like? Yeah, Cindy said, body, I'm here with you right now. That'll immediately turn off the fight or flight trigger system and immediately access you to what's actually going on. So I wanted to talk about, you know, a lot of people are getting triggered by what's happening either in the media or in your neighborhood or in your government. And it's a matter of like, whoa, why don't people see it like I see it? Why don't we all just do this thing? And I have friends who are, you know, really strong opinions about this, and they're becoming activists for what they believe, which is great, but they're doing it from a place of fear. If everyone doesn't do this, I won't be okay. And so they really don't have any real power in their activism, and it depletes themselves. So what if we instead, if we want to be activists to, I have an insight about what I know to be true. And I want to share this with others so that they can maybe have some insight too. Notice there's no forcing and no attachment in that, because as soon as we go into forcing, I have to make them see, we lose our power. As soon as we go into attachment, if they don't see, I won't be okay, we lose our power. So you'll expend a lot of energy and nothing will actually get created and you'll be depleted. So how can we do conscious activism? This is how. Be, do, have. If I choose to be the medicine in my life, which actually is the practitioner program I've created, and I'm teaching practitioners to be the medicine, everything they do in their practice will light up. Everything they do in their, you know, outreach to connect with others will light up because they're embodying this. If I choose to be the medicine in my life, I have to come from a space of wholeness and connection with my truth. Thank you. Are we going to choose the truth or choose a lie? That's exactly the thing. And you won't know until you come into the be, the space of, all right, let me just get here now and take a few breaths. Relax your shoulders. Soften your body physically. And breathe a little bit more deeply. Because the mind thinks, this is what's true and I have to do this. And it's like, all right, let's question that. Because in fight or flight, you do not know wisdom. You do not connect with wisdom. You disconnect with your wisdom. You disconnect with what heals the body. So just, okay, maybe that's it. Let's connect. Drop in. And if all you do is soften your body 2%, breathe a little bit more fully. Relax your shoulders so your presence can come in. You will have more clarity, but you also have more power. Because what we've seen electromagnetically is that your body emits a huge electromagnetic field up to 10 feet away from your physical body. Your body's electromagnetics change markedly, dramatically, when you shift this one piece. So if you're going to go, okay, I'm going to go and tell people, here's what I think. And here, I'm going to talk to my legislature, but you do this first, you'll have a massively different result. In fact, I had a client who worked with me and she really wanted to get out of her corporate job, but she wanted to work from home, but she's like, I don't want to not make as much money. I'm going to work from home and maybe I'll make 50%, but at least I'll be happier. And I was like, wait a minute, you're going to create just as much value for this company as and even more, as you did when you were physically there every day. Why would they pay you less? And she went in and she did this clearing to embody her worth and went in and talked to her boss. And he literally told her, whatever you want, you work from home. She did like 2 days a weekend, or 1 day a weekend, and the rest of the days at home. And they paid her exactly the same amount of money. Absolutely. Because they saw her value because she saw her value. She chose to be in the be instead of trying to get the have. Oh, if I have this, then I'll feel so much easier. No. You have to reverse engineer it. So come into your body and whatever that thing represents to you, be in that now. Feel what you feel and literally spend a minute a day, 5 minutes if you want to really, really accelerate your manifestation, to let your cells drink in that be, do, have. Because when you do, even just let it in a little bit, even just for a minute, you literally shift all of your electromagnetics, everything that's going on cellularly, hormonally in your DNA. So everything you do and say, every action you take will lead to a different manifestation. Be, do, have. You will in a different space of being, higher frequency. So everything you do is different and the outcome is major, major expansion. Katie says, I love your message. Feels like I'm getting out of the way from myself. Yeah, from the mind, right? The mind is a program. I'm not enough. I'm not doing good enough. I've got to do more. I've got to work harder. And it'll keep us on this like wild goose chase to nowhere for years and years. So if you just take 2 minutes, Cindy said, I share your video every Wednesday and a lot of friends pick up on it. Best way to share with friends. Thank you. Hello to all your friends. I really love you guys. I'm so glad that we're here. Jamie, choose to be the medicine. Love it. Help me to get rid of my allergy. So Arun Kumar, thank you. So this is the one thing that, especially when I had severe like allergy, inflammatory reaction, a massive autoimmune disease, I wanted to get rid of that. But what happened is I realized, wait a minute, my immune system is flared up for a reason, whether it's like toxins or I'm stressed and, you know, that'll flare up the immune system or what, but it didn't used to be, right? Because this was like a new thing I had over a couple of years. Why is my immune system flared up against these things that are not actually, problematic, right? Like dander or dust and things in the air. Why is my immune system so triggered and flared up and inflamed and getting sick? So I just began to look at what is my body actually trying to show me. And it was showing me where I was like living in fight or flight, constantly running, getting ahead. And until I began to be in a different space, I wouldn't do the things that would create a different manifestation, especially in my body. And it changed within a very, very short time. And this is basically why I put the Mind Body Toolkit book together, was this is exactly what I did in my physical body to give new messages to my body, to allow restoration of health in my body. 10 tools you can use anytime, anywhere to ignite healing and awakening. So some of the things that can happen with allergies is there's so many, but there can be toxins that you've been exposed to that your body's reacting against. There can be, for you, there's a lot to be cleared. If you've ever had injections, a lot of times there are even food proteins that are in the injections. And that's not meant to actually be in your body. It's meant to be in your digestive system. So now your immune system gets exposed to these food proteins and it's gonna create a massive inflammatory allergic reaction. Lots of other components in injections like aluminum, mercury, like toxic heavy metals. So the body may need to clear that. You could and like I said, the only way you can know is just soften, breathe, like 2% more connecting with your wholeness. Soften your body, breathe more fully, put your hand on your heart. Body, I'm here now. It's okay for us to know what will serve me the most. It's okay for me to know that. Okay, because until you come into that state, you can't know anything. So the things I really wanted to share tonight that are really important is right now, you may be surrounded by other people who don't believe as you believe, who don't think as you think, who maybe you wear a mask and they don't want to wear a mask. Maybe you say you don't want to wear a mask and they say you have to wear a mask. There's a lot of separation right now, polarity. It's going to come up for all of us, but I want you to invite what triggers you because that's what heals you 100% of the time. Invite what triggers you. Oh, she said this. I can't believe she said that. And just wait a minute. Be in wholeness so that you manifest wholeness. Be, do, have. What if I soften and look? Wait, what am I actually feeling right now? Oh, I feel threatened. Oh, I feel helpless. The world feels crazy. So feel that. Breathe. Clarity will come. And then you can take proactive, empowered action, which is completely different from fight or flight action. Can we get the Mind Body Toolkit through you? Yes. DrKimD.com/book. DrKimD.com/book. So I'm going to put that's where you can get the book. I'm going to put that in the comments again. Katarina, shifting the identity of me. Yeah, because when we're triggered, we're an identity 100% of the time. How could she say that to me? Oh, I feel threatened. I feel scared. I feel anger. I have to say something. It's all about the identity. If we reconnect with wholeness, we can actually feel what's actually happening here and then take empowered action. Shifting the identity of me to be the awareness of what is. Kind of staying as the backdrop of the now. I get it. Yay. Awesome. Liam, don't we need to raise our conscious awareness to when our minds are living in fear? Or is that still being in our heads? Yeah, this is what we're doing, is we're raising our consciousness. If all we do is pause and get present to what is 2%, you just became more conscious. You just became more aware. You just became aware, oh wow, I'm in fear right now. Okay. But even if you don't have specific awareness and all you do is soften and breathe more fully, you just made a massive change. I have a book I want to write called The 2% Solution. And it's about how shifting that inner space of the emotions, the electromagnetics, inner, your B, makes a massive exponential shift in your outer. Major, major change. If anyone is a good editor, I would love to work together on that. I have a few books in the works, but I want a fluid way to create them. But that's something that's been really a powerful leverage point for me as a physician in helping people heal, is how when we make even a small shift on the inner, it makes a massive change on the outer, starting with your cells, starting with your chemistry, hormones, your physiology, even major changes in your DNA. So how can we empower ourselves to be at that leverage point to make that change? This is how. Joe Spice, I just followed an impulse to go eat oatmeal, resisted. When I said yes, I then added cacao full of magnesium. I feel guided. Yeah, and it's helpful to be clear of like, is this an impulse or is this an inspiration? Because it sounds like it was an inspiration, but you want to know like, wait, where's this impulse coming from? Is this impulse coming from inspiration? Is this impulse coming from desperation? And that's the main point of today's talk is, following an impulse, let me just do the be, do, have, where I'm like, be the result. The impulse will lead to greater health, right? But if I'm going to be, okay, I'm going to be in wholeness, health. Mike Dooley has a great practice. Will help be, thank you, thank you, thank you for the end point before he's even at the start point. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is amazing. I'm so grateful and thankful now that I have whatever it is, health, wealth. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is amazing. I'm so joyful. You just created a massive cellular and electrochemical shift, electromagnetic shift. And that's going to change everything you do, change the way your brain works, and change everything you manifest in your day and in your life. So awesome. I have a couple more comments I want to look at. Anita. Soften 2% is brilliant. If you would say 100%, it would create pressure. I use it frequently now. Thank you. Yeah, that's why I want to write the book, is because so many people have shared that. They're like, that is so helpful. Because I know for me, when I'm trying to get from 0 to 10, I'm just exhausted before I even started. I like short circuit myself. And now that I've begun to live my life in 2% increments, everything is fluid, because you always can be 2% more soften, 2% more willing to feel what you feel, 2% less reactive, right? Just 2% is going to make a massive shift for you. Thank you. Roxy said, I'm feeling much more fluid in my hips. Thank you. Rita, what if our major trigger is our mother and father? Yep, I think that's probably like 99% of us. And then everyone else who triggers us, believe it or not, is actually like a reflection of our mother and father and how we're already so triggered by them. That's like what I've seen almost universally. So when I'm triggered by something, I'll look what's actually happening in me, whether it's my mother, it's my father, or it's someone like standing in as my mother and father pushing that same button. Breathe, what's actually happening in me? And if you're even slightly more willing to be in the moment, you shift out of fear and into love, even just 2% more. Oh, I love you guys. Oh my gosh, Stephen Donovan from Malden. So I went to Catholic school when I was younger, and fourth grade is when I started. And my mom said, well, you know, you're not allowed to talk. And then, you know, the nuns are gonna whack you if you're not listening. And I was like, oh boy. And I always really liked boys. So I thought, oh no, what if a boy tries to talk to me? I can't just not talk to him. I'm going to get in trouble so much. And then flash forward, Daramo Donovan, I sit behind Stephen Donovan, who's now like a comedian and radio show host. And he was a comedian when he's born. So in fourth grade, all he did was make me laugh in class all day long. Like to this day, I can still remember how funny. So, and needless to say, I got in a lot of trouble in Catholic school. All right, Liam said, I think there's so much wisdom you're sharing. I will take it multiple times. It will take multiple times listening to absorb it all. Well, sometimes I try to talk more slowly, but so far I'm not there. Roxy said, why are our parental relationships so triggering? So a lot of the reasons our parental relationships are so triggering, we formed our belief systems based on, you know, we're little sponges when we're kids, based on what those around us did, you know, and it's not what they said, because we're actually electromagnetic first and foremost, and physical secondary. So our electromagnetic systems absorb our parents' alignment. So if your mom's like, no, I'm totally happy, everything's fine, but inside she's like, I hate myself, I can't stand my body, I'm not good enough, you're gonna pick up on those messages and that electromagnetic signal. Now, you go forward through life and you're like, I want to have an amazing life. Oh, wait, you can't have that. You're not good enough, right? Your electromagnetics are in the old imprint. It's a blueprint and it's triggering your brain function. Like, I remember one time after college, I had this job and I was a very smart person, but I was so abused by my boss that I just kept making all these really, really crazy mistakes. And I'm like, I must be so stupid. I must have slipped through the cracks and made it through college. I am clearly imposter. I am clearly not good enough. And it brought up all these levels, right? So I could look at them and either buy in further, because now I'm a conscious adult, or dump it and say, I'm releasing this. I'm going beyond this. None of this is true for me. So it was a really beautiful moment for me to look and welcome the experience instead of making myself wrong and be willing to just dump it. But the reason this is so triggering is now we grow up. I want to have an amazing life. I want to have an amazing lover. And these electromagnetic signals, they are energy. Literally, we're like, you can't have that. Oh, why don't you go for that guy? He's going to cheat on you. Oh, why don't you go for that guy? He's a compulsive liar. Like, this was me in my system. And it was heartbreak after heartbreak after heartbreak until I looked at this and said, the common denominator in all of these, quote, failed relationships is me. And how can I meet myself more fully and meet my pain and meet my fear and meet my inadequacy so that I break the spell? Because when you meet and presence those energies, they're no longer unconsciously running your field. Literally, your presence is that powerful and healing. So if you find you're living the same patterns over and over, I never seem to make more than such and such dollars a year. I never seem to have relationships that are really awesome. Oh, I never seem to feel really, really good and healthy. Look at this. Hey, what's the blueprint I've been living under? What would it take for me to expand beyond this? And then practice this be, do, have. Take 1 to 5 minutes a day to literally let yourselves drink in the essence of what you're asking for. What you're asking for, I want to have wealth and joy and people that really love me and accept me. Okay, let yourselves drink it in. What does that feel like? Because that's what dissolves those residues we picked up from our upbringing. That's why it can be so triggering. It's actually triggering because we're meant to go beyond it. Because your little heart desires something way beyond that. So say yes. If you desire it, it means 100%. It means it does already exist for you. All right. I love you guys. I'm so, so grateful. Yes. And be the wholeness you want to receive now. This explains why I joined the army. Thank you, Anita. Kristen, I found it hard to allow myself to feel the dis-ease that's present at the same time and be at ease and be the ease that I know is there. Yeah, be easeful with the dis-ease. Wow, I actually feel a lot of tension. Okay, I'm going to soften and breathe. Wow, I actually feel so not okay. I want to throw up. Okay, soften and breathe. That's the dissolution of those imprints. So it doesn't mean you're, I'm so happy I'm feeling this. It just means you're 2% more willing to breathe into it. That's enough to break the reactive pattern. All right, I love you guys. I'm going to complete. I'll be here every week at 11 a.m. Mountain for Mind Body TV. I can be found. I can be found at drkimd.com. Roxy said, I actually envision my mother as I walk around in pain. I'll sit with this. Whoa. Have compassion for yourself and have compassion for your mother. When I relax my body just 2%, I trust more and I feel I can let go a little. Yeah, you already have let go a little even. And it may actually be for some people when you soften 2%, you feel the overwhelm comes up, but that's because it's moving up to come out. And you can view the EFT videos we did last week and the week before. They're all saved in my YouTube channel, Dr. Kim Duramo, and on the Mind Body Community and Facebook. They're all in the archives there. Those were really, really powerful sequences we did using EFT tapping. We just got so many questions at the same time. My husband's asking, what causes sleep paralysis? Oh, you know what? This is a whole different thing, but I actually had this when I was younger. And one of the biggest things was massive sleep deprivation. So when I would go into sleep, I would go down so deep that it literally leave my body. And so my body, when I come back in, would be like, bing, and I would see, but like my body was completely paralyzed and it was really scary. And what I did was actually exactly what I'm talking about today. I would close my eyes, soften into what I was feeling, and I'd immediately wake my body up. So I had to actually soften into my body, which is like the thing you don't want to do because you're scared. So I'd feel my physical body, get back in and just breathe into my body and soften, relax. Because when you trigger in fight or flight, your body is even more paralyzed. So if you just soften a little, you'll come right out of it. Let him reach out to me if that doesn't, if that continues. I'm drinking it in via red bush tea and orange essential oils. All right. I love you guys. You're awesome. Thank you so much for being here. I now know the root cause of my insomnia. Great. Thanks, Liam. All right. So I can be found at drkimd.com. We have the book is on offer at drkimd.com/book. I love the book. I love the way it came out. It's a really, really powerful, super easy to read. Great, great gift idea if you want to buy it for like 10 of your friends. I have a lot of people who have done that or people who bought it for their corporate groups to assist their teams in increasing their coherence, increasing their productivity, increasing their, just everything that they're contributing to at work. So it's at drkimd.com/book if you would like to go in that direction. Thank you guys. Love to my Jemmy Jem because I know she's watching from school. She is homeschooled and it's actually been amazing. She's more in a self-directed situation with a group. Thank you, beautiful Robin. All right, I love you guys. I look forward to connecting. I'll be here next week. Stay connected with yourself. So many energies are releasing. You do not need to go into the new year with fear. Be the medicine for yourself and let prosperity come in. For those of you who are practitioners, if you'd like to come into the Be the Medicine program with me, we are going to be launching that in January. It's at drkimd.com/BTM. So stay tuned for that. I'll be happy to answer any questions. With that. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
You've been listening to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim Duramo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.